For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Government's celebration of Earth Week continued on Thursday with a tree planting event at the Glass House.
Planting four trees today. We have a mango, a pepper cinnamon, and two Spanish elms.
All this week, the Ministry of Sustainability has hosted events for civil servants, including webinars, a lunchtime trivia contest, along with tours to learn about endemic species planted around the government administration building itself. For more information, head to doe.ky/CIG Earth Week. It's World IP Day, and local observations continue with an in-person IP legal aid clinic at 12:30 p.m. today at the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development. Deputy Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks is encouraging everyone to take some time to brush up on local IP legislation.
This year's World IP Day's theme is IP and the SDGs, building our common future with innovation and creativity. United Nations SDGs, Sustainable Development Goals, intend to help our people globally to meet urgent environmental, policy, and economic challenges. Linking IP with SDGs reminds us that IP can help meet these challenges globally and right here at home.
In the statement, Mr. Ebanks announced that you'll be able to file IP applications without using a local agent before the end of this year. The National Roads Authority will be closing the eastbound lane on the Linford-Pearson Highway from the new Bobby Thompson Roundabout to Agnes Roundabout this coming Sunday, April 28th, from 5 a.m. to approximately 6 p.m. in order to undertake continuing road improvement works pending the weather. Motorists are asked to plan ahead and watch out for traffic diversions. Traffic heading east from Fern Circle should use Crew Road or Agnes Way, and traffic coming from the Georgetown area heading east should use Crew Road or Agnes Way. For any urgent questions or concerns, call 525-1251. Puppets take over Red Bay Primary School as students celebrate World Book Day. Keisha Tingle tells the Department of Education Services things kicked off with a storyboard competition, followed by a super fun puppet show performed by the kids.
So they are really displaying all the things that they have been doing in class through puppet shows, where they have selected scenes from their literature and they are showcasing their talents. We have looked at the curriculum objectives where, having read the literature, they created their play scripts, which is not one of the most popular forms of writing. And after that, they are doing their performance.
The celebrations took place earlier this week. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News with Julie Candler. The US Secretary of State says Washington is ready to take action over China's support for Russia's war against Ukraine. Antony Blinken said during a visit to Beijing, he'd made clear to Chinese leaders continued support would have consequences. He added that most of the microelectronics that Moscow can use in weapons come from China. The UN is warning that the amount of rubble in Gaza generated by Israel's offensive could take 14 years to clear. The UN Mine Action Service said there would be a lot of unexploded ordnance among the debris. The controversial Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir has been injured in a traffic accident. He's said to be in a good condition after the crash between the two cars. The cause of the accident is being investigated. WhatsApp has threatened to leave India if it's forced to break message encryption. The firm's lawyers were giving their response to government rules on social media firms tracing chats. Burkina Faso has suspended the BBC and the Voice of America on all platforms. The outlets had broadcast reports accusing the army, in power since 2022, of atrocities. At least 70 people are now known to have died in the floods affecting Kenya and many other countries in East Africa. More than 100 people have been killed in neighbouring Tanzania. The Ukrainian authorities are evacuating two hospitals in Kyiv. The move follows Belarusian claims that sick children are being used as human shields. Ukraine denies this and said Russia is targeting hospitals as part of its strategy. BBC News.